If what's going to happen wasn't so comical, I'd think it tragic.
I've got time to think about the beauty of a thousand variations of the beating of a wing of a hummingbird suspended in the aspic of the world, moving slower than molasses as I'm off to catch the girl who's falling off the bridge, and I'm there before she knows it. I'll be gone before she sees me. Got my hand around her waist, I pull her back to safety. By the time she knows what's happened, there'll be someone else who needs me. Cause time keeps dragging on and on and on and on.
You're listening to the League Podcast, episode 312. I am Matt Durson.
Clay Inferno.
I
jumped on. Josh hasn't been on for so long that I just stepped on his dick.
I did the pause because I was like, should I?
No. You should. It always goes in order of how you came on the show. And you hadn't been on for so long that we should start
Clay
over.
Clay just gave up on you. He just forgot.
No.
You'll start over? No. Josh is back, everybody.
This is comedy gold.
Which you're not. Josh. This is the return of Josh.
The return of Josh.
Josh has been a busy man. He's sold a house. He's, moving. He's got a kid. He's going. He's everything.
Graduated college.
Yeah. That was like the last time we saw you, I think. Last time I saw you.
Yeah, it's been a lot. Woo. A lot of stuff.
You're a busy man.
Life.
Life. Happened. Life is happening to this guy.
Sure is.
Well, welcome back. And Clay, welcome back. I mean,
Yeah.
Well, you're all right, too.
You're all right.
Actually, I want to say thank you, Clay, for the Charlie Brown bobblehead.
I literally can't believe that you guys got your mail already. I sent these guys packages on Friday, late Friday afternoon.
Well, they're not really going far. You're mailing them within the...
Yeah, but I
think I'd be irate if it took longer than a day.
I figured it would take like you would get it like on Monday. That's what I was figuring.
Yeah, well, hey, they figured this is important. These guys are very important.
I sent Josh a special package as well that has some other different things in it.
Yeah, well, I got a Charlie Brown bobblehead and this cool Spider-Man pin, and of course our episode 300 do you call it? Anyway, it's a what?
It's a fracture.
It's a fracture?
Yeah, that's the name of the company that makes those.
Okay.
Cool. I like them.
It is pretty cool.
You can take like an Instagram post. You just tell them, look at this Instagram post, and then they make it into a nice... You can upload photos and stuff, but you can... Anything on social media, like a Facebook photo that you like, or...
Check your stocking.
Yeah. Yeah. You just make like a nice little like, you can use it as a coaster. You could hang it on the wall. It comes with that little screw.
Yeah, I like that.
I was telling Clay I was a little upset before because we've got cleaners. They come like every other week, and sometimes they break things and they don't tell me if I don't see them doing it.
What?
And they broke my old fracture. They fractured my fracture.
They fractured your fracture.
How do they not tell you? That's
awful. Oh yeah. I don't know if they'll think like, oh, he'll think he did it if he doesn't see it for a while.
Yeah.
That's so awful. Oh,
my
God.
And I think the answer to that is, don't be lazy, Josh. Clean shit yourself.
Well, no. I mean, we've had someone come in and clean. And we have a pretty small apartment, but we just thought like, you get behind and it's just like, oh, it's like too much. So you just have someone do it and he kind of start fresh. But like, yeah, man, if they broke something, I'd be like, I want a free clean. I mean, you pay a lot of money for that stuff, That's not cheap.
I know. And it's like they'll say they'll replace something, like if you catch them doing it. Like I had this wicked cool glass knot. If you catch them. I got it for Christmas. It was this like art thing. It was like this glass knot. It was like this, it looked like a giant ball of rope made of glass all twisted into a cool knot.
Yeah.
And they knocked it off a shelf and shattered it into a billion pieces.
I feel like they're just too much of a rush. They're just like,
yeah, that's exactly it. They were just like, oh, we'll replace it. I'm like, I don't, it was a piece of art. I don't even know where you'd get it. I'm just like, just forget about it.
Have the artist make another one.
Like, yeah.
I just thought of something random. I wonder if the Flash knocks over a lot of stuff by running around like all quick.
Yeah, he probably can't have any.
But he probably turns around and catches it before he does. Oh, there you go, done.
Because he would be the perfect person to have clean your house. Because you'd be like, I'm going to make coffee. And then by the time you're even putting the water in the thing.
He's done.
You know, I've actually put a lot of thought into this. You know, watching him clean houses and stuff on clean up on TV shows and comics. I feel like the momentum and the vortex that he makes, this is like the geekiest thing I feel like I've ever said in my life.
Go for it. It's the right place for it, man.
Yeah, it's just gonna like whip up all the crap and it's gonna make it messier no matter what he does. Like, he moves fast, he's gonna start just like pulling shit off the walls anyways by accident.
So you think he wouldn't be able to clean a house because it's too fast?
Yeah. Basically. I mean, maybe he could slow himself down to the right fast speed.
Yeah, I think he can probably do that. He can control it.
Yeah. Maybe.
I mean, he's missing out. He could have a really, you know, profitable business cleaning houses.
Yeah.
Him and Kid Flash and all the other, you know, fast Speed Force people or whatever. Get them all together. You could clean, like, all the houses in the world. And, like, make a lot of money that way.
You just made him seem like Santa Claus.
He could be Santa Claus.
Cleaned all the houses in the world. All the chimneys in the world.
Yeah.
All in one night?
Yeah, that was a
You
geeky expect way
me to believe he does show. That in one night?
But anyways, well, aside from Flash Cleaners, Speed Force Cleaners, what else has been going on?
The dress is in red. I mean, it's very Santa-ish.
Sure, it's very Santa-ish. Okay, so anything else has been going on in the world of nerdiness besides deciding whether or not Flash could be a good house cleaner?
I don't know.
Doesn't know, yeah. You're too busy.
I am too busy. I'm too busy to read comics.
Yeah.
But damn it, I'll be on a comic podcast.
It's okay. We just talk about the world and things. I wasn't really... We didn't do it last week. I was in Colorado last week.
Yeah, how was the Mile High City? High.
How was it? Great.
I love it. It was lovely. It's beautiful out there.
I wanted to go.
It's so beautiful. My friend Joe married his lovely, the beloved Erin. Joe came to my birthday a couple years ago, and we went to that barbecue place. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys remember him or not, but
perhaps.
He was there.
Yes, yes, I remember him,
yeah. Cool guy, and anyway, yeah, so he got married in Colorado. And nice. Congratulations to them, and, you know, it was a great time, a great weekend. You know what's funny? It's like, you know, when you go to I don't go to too many destination weddings, as they call them, but, you know, you travel, and, like, we were meeting up with some of our friends. We were, like, the Boston people.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, people kept saying that just, oh, you're the Boston people. Like, we were some kind of, like, lepers or something. But anyways.
Well, the Boston people are coming.
Oh, the Boston people. It's like, yeah, but...
Oh, God, them.
The bride and groom live in Boston. Like, why are we the Boston people? They're Boston people.
You're the...
But, I mean, it's really funny because, like, you know, so we met up with these other people that are from Boston and, like, you know, we met at the airport and then, like, they rented a car and we drove because it was, like, an hour and a half.
Everything's far away in Denver and Colorado. Like, even, like, Denver and the airport, like, is, like, an hour away.
Yeah, so we drove an hour and a half or 2 hours or so, like, from the airport to where the wedding was and whatever. But it was great. Like, so we had, like, one car between, like, the five of us. But, like, there was no drama or no. Everything just went according to plan. We went and did a lot of stuff while we were in Colorado, and then we did all the wedding stuff, and everything went perfectly. Like, it was, I was like, wow, so this is what happens when you get like five adults who are, you know, who are mature and can handle things, you know.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny, but yeah, great trip. And yeah, I gotta go back. Gotta go back to Colorado someday.
Some good beer and stuff out there.
Yeah, we had some good beer.
Post some pictures of beers.
Yeah, yeah, we went to this place called Westbound and Down, which was a.
Don't move out there, though. I'm losing all of my friends to the west side of the country.
Oh, really? No, I'm not gonna move out there. Don't worry.
Yeah, like everybody I know is just like West Coast. I think I'm going to move there right now. I'm like, come on. I just bought a house. Stay.
I'm here for the long haul.
Hey.
I don't think I'm moving out there, but it is lovely. And I have to say, if like climate change and whatever, if Boston starts like falling into the ocean, I'm going to go to Colorado because there's really not much. They had some fires. They did have that.
And the air is real thin.
Yeah. And apparently they had something like a beetle kill. Because beetles were eating all the trees or something, so they do this
like
thing.
People
like
shoot
they...
beetles with shotguns?
No, then that would be awesome. But I think they poison. they do like this poison thing or whatever. But yeah, they call. Oh, that's a. There was a beetle kill over there. I was like, a beetle kill. Yeesh. Hey, well, there you go, beetle kill. But it's really cool, and I know I say this every time I travel, but like people are so nice. I guess everybody's just mean around here because every time I travel, I go, "Oh, people are so nice." But
yeah,
you know, they are pretty nice here.
I mean, you guys are nice. I don't know about anybody else.
Everybody else just sucks.
They just been a bunch of dicks. But that's what I did last week, and it was great. And
that's what I did on my summer vacation.
Yeah, summer vacation. Almost over. Summer's almost over.
Man.
Well, summer, like actual summer, which is like you have to go back to school, is over.
Right.
Yeah. Not season school summer. I think season summer, you know, should go away. They should just base it on whether people are in school or not.
But we're not. I don't disagree with that. But still.
And if you're like September 1st, summer's over.
But I mean, we're never in school, so what are we? We're not in school, so what do we? I mean, I have to. It affects me because I work at a college. But I don't
yeah, know. I'm just so Boston that my whole life revolves around the students being here.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah,
it is a different.
Now that I have a kid, it's going to be like that too. I'm just going to have to. School is yeah.
I guess you never really get over it. Like yeah, summer's over at beginning of September. Summer begins in, you know, when school's out.
I didn't go get any back to school clothes this September. I should have taken advantage of some sales.
I know, well that's the thing, they still have sales. Like it's like back to school sales for adults. You know, it's like but I didn't either, so don't worry about it.
I did.
Very well. I tell you what I did do. I want to tell you this is kind of related. So like they opened this one of those Amazon, I don't even know what they call it, like a shipping center or something like that.
Okay.
Right across the street from my office.
Yeah.
So if you get the Amazon app, you can
the locker?
Do a thing. Yeah, you just do a thing like instant pickup. And you could just go get it. Like
that's cool.
It's so amazing. And you walk over, like you order on your phone, you walk over, you scan the barcode, and the locker just opens. And like you just get your stuff. And you don't have to interact
for. I have an Amazon locker story.
Oh.
I bought a book, a school book, and I didn't need it. So I ended up returning it, and I was like, they had the lockers, and I was like, this is cool. I can just bring it to a locker instead of like bothering with the mail, even though the mail is probably easier.
Yeah.
And like I brought it, I put it in the locker, disappeared. Like they never got the book back. I'm like, I put it in the locker. And I mean, like, I didn't have to pay for it or anything, but it was just very bizarre, you know?
So, like, so they the locker goes you both ways? You can put stuff
I guess in. It does.
Yeah.
The locker giveth, and the locker taketh away. Someone was probably like, hey, this is an expensive textbook. I'm just going to go sell this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, it was a fun experience, at least for me. All I bought was Fruit Loops and Chex Mix, but, like, I was really excited. Because the prices were good, too. You don't have that store markup. I mean, it's mostly, like, stuff that college kids would buy because it's right on the BU campus, but...
So, what your thing is that you're saying is, like, different than a locker. Like, a locker is, like, in case no one's home, like... You have it delivered right. to this. What you're saying is you just order it and then it's there?
But they call them lockers. Huh. Like stuff that you're, yeah. It's different than the
but
Amazon locker.
But you just get cereal? Why wouldn't
one?
You just go into the CVS?
Because CVS is more expensive.
I see.
It is. I sound like an idiot, but like you could buy a box of cereal like for $5 at CVS and it's like $3.50 on Amazon. You know, on Amazon.
Huh.
The best thing I've seen in a while is the Save More Liquors by my house. You know, they have like the best signs they put up. Their billboards said not owned by Amazon yet because it's right outside of a Whole Foods.
I know. Pretty soon they are gonna have everything. That's all right. I'm actually okay with it.
Yeah, they can do it. Like, yeah.
I mean, they're not going to put me out of business. What, do you think that maybe they'll buy us? Hey, we want a podcast now.
That would be amazing.
I know. I would just sell. I would just, or,
sell?
I'll take your money. I know everybody's like, oh, they're putting all the bookstores out of business.
Like, they did that like, do better.
10 years ago.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to say. Sorry. It's been happening for, like, 100 years.
It's the future.
Oh, well.
Things change.
Yep. I mean, yeah. Whatever. They already own Comixology. And
that's right.
Yep.
Is that where you can get a copy of Robin Hood comic? Robin Hood, yes. Outlaw of the 21st Century.
Yeah, you can get that. You can get them all over there. Actually, I haven't put issue 4 up as far as a Kindle thing yet because I just was so busy trying to get the trade up there. So maybe I'll get around to it. But you should really just buy the trade anyway.
Buy the trade.
It's only $6.99 on Kindle.
Very well.
Here's one thing. Okay, here's a bad thing about Amazon. Speaking of that, since we're on that topic. So they have this thing where it's like you can advertise or promote your book, you know, through the Kindle Direct Publishing, blah blah. So I went and I was like, yeah, that sounds great, I'll do that. And it says set your budget, and I was like, okay, like $20. It said minimum $100. Like,
oh yeah, I bet.
Never mind.
All
right then, never mind. You know how many of those things I'd have to sell to make $100? Oh, man. So, I didn't do it. Now, I mean, there is some kind of weird thing where it's like, you don't get charged unless people click. But if people click and don't buy,
then
that
screwed.
Means you still have to pay, right? Yeah. Forget it. Maybe it works for something actually useful, but for a comic book, I'm not too optimistic. So, I was like, nope. Not going to spend $100 on that. But another guy was telling me, like, oh, you gotta get... He's like, I don't know how ethical it is, but I got all my friends to review it because apparently the more reviews you have, it looks good. Even if they're bad reviews. I was like, yeah. Really? He's like, yeah, it just goes by the number of reviews.
Yeah, it's probably not ethical, but I think everybody does it. I feel like, because, you know, I'm looking at home improvements and stuff, and that always, you know, everybody gets, like, all these great reviews, and I'm like, how do I know you didn't have, like, a gajillion of your friends just be like, oh, yeah, Bob the Plumber, he's great.
Yeah, I mean, probably, they probably do. It's kind of like speeding. It's, you know, not 100% legal, but everybody does it.
That's
fact. Fact. Yes. All right. Well, what's going on in the world? Let's get into this nerd world thing. Is there anything going on that we want to talk about? Clay, do you have any? Did you read anything? Do you know any? What's going on in the world of comics?
What do you know?
What do you know?
I read some comics. Was there any? How do we feel about the J.J. Abrams Star Wars news?
Oh, that's pretty good.
What, there's news? Wait, I didn't.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That's good stuff.
So Colin Trevorrow was slated to direct Episode 9. Did you like Jurassic World?
I mean, it was fine.
Well, he got fired. The director for that got fired off of the Star Wars Episode 9.
I heard that, yes.
And then they brought in J.J. Abrams.
So wait, J.J. Abrams is back on for 9?
Yeah.
Huh. Didn't Colin Trevorrow direct Episode 8?
No. The guy... No, somebody else did.
So this is just another one in the... Like, they fired the... What's his name for Han Solo?
Rian Johnson is the Last Jedi.
Oh, all
right. Rian Johnson.
Can I say, obviously I'm still going to see the movie, but I read like a little thing in Entertainment Weekly about this is what happens in it. And I was like, oof. Like, it didn't, I don't know. I have a little bit of, I'm a little afraid it might be kind of goofy. Like, there's like some weird new aliens that like are friends with Chewbacca. And I'm like, oh God, here we go.
What, Chewie can't have friends?
No, he can, but I don't want him to be, like, goofy. You know what I mean? Like, if they're going to do it, I don't know. I have this... I'm thinking Ewoks, you know? What if they're like Ewoks?
There's always something like that in Star Wars. I don't hate Ewoks. Is this your first Star Wars?
They're not always. It's not always. But when they do it, it's bad. You know what I mean? Like,
Is it the Porgs?
The Porgs, yeah.
Is that what they're... Those little red... Or whatever color, I forget now.
They're just little. They look like little hamsters with big eyes. They're adorable.
You have no heart. You don't like those things.
No, I don't know. I'm not saying I won't like them. Just from the description I read, I was like, uh oh, this could be rough. Like, I'm afraid. I mean, it'll be fine. I'll still see it. It's gonna make trillions of dollars. What do people care if I like it or not? I don't know. But anyway, okay, so, I mean, I'm okay with J.J. Abrams back on. Are people not okay with that? I'm okay with that. No?
Yeah. No, I'm cool with it. I was talking to somebody last night, said they thought it was a little bit like playing it safe.
Probably, but I mean, I don't know. What do you mean? Like playing? He did a good one in Episode 7.
He did an okay one. I still think Rogue One was a better movie.
Rogue One was a good movie. Nothing wrong with either of them.
But like, you know, because there were people complaining about The Force Awakens saying it was like just a rehash of, you know, Episode 4, which is fine.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to rehash Jedi or something, you know?
It pretty much is. Force Awakens is like, you know... Oh, big Death Star type thing. You know, like Han Solo was the Obi-Wan. It's all the same. I get it. But, I mean, the characters are pretty good. Like, he does a good job of that. You know, like, the characters are nice. They're rich. It could have been disastrous. It could have been, like...
Should have thought of something different than a Death Star.
I know. I kind of wish they had something else. It could have been... I mean, but... Whatever, like maybe just a giant Star Destroyer or something, you know? Yeah. Just like, oh, here we go.
That would have been like Empire.
Yeah, but I don't know. Whatever, it's fine. I still watch it. Like, I still like it.
Yeah, me too.
People just like to rag on Star Wars. I don't know.
And
but
we're going to get a new BB, BB-9E.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. It's pretty funny they're already talking about Episode 9. We haven't even seen Episode 8 yet.
Yeah, I know.
But a couple months. There's apparently some changes in the comic too. Jason Aaron will be out. I don't know if it's next month or a couple months. And Kieran Gillen is taking over the main Star Wars book. Pretty soon. So, but that's pretty good because that'll be like issue 40 or something like that.
Wait, like Doctor Who, Kieran Gillen?
No, Kieran Gillen writes. Not he writes Star Wars. That's Kieran Gillen, right?
Are you seeing Kieran?
Kieran.
Kieran.
Did I not sound like I said Kieran?
Sound like Karen. Kieran.
Nebula.
Karen.
That's Nebula, right?
She's
from Guardians. All right. No, I don't think she's writing the book. But that would be something.
Well, I thought I heard she was like writing a comic or something recently, and I was just really?
That would be crazy. It's like, hey, your first go in comics, take over Star Wars.
Yeah. Like, you played Gamora? You know star stuff?
Yeah, you know what space is like. Not
play Gamora, she plays Nebula.
Oh, yeah, Nebula.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that girl, yeah.
And I guess they're going to have another sort of short Last Jedi series. Like, they always do that when a new movie comes out. They kind of have a little limited series or something, a preview or whatever.
I got the Captain Phasma comic book. Did you get that?
No, I did not.
It's the story of being caught in the trash compactor on Starkiller Base.
Oh.
And how she may or may not escape. We don't know.
Well, I'm pretty sure she does.
That's my review.
That's your review? Obviously, she escapes.
Does she?
She's Brienne of Tarwyn, or whatever the hell her name. Brienne of what? Wherever she's from. The cool blonde chick from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I read she has a bigger role in this one. That was one thing they kind of, like, she didn't really do anything in Force Awakens.
Yeah. Did she even remove her helmet? I forget.
No.
No, she does not.
She does not. But anyways, you know, I usually don't buy it. I guess I did buy the one that was like for Force Awakens because I was like, oh, this will be cool. But I don't remember what happened in it. I probably won't buy this one either. But whatever. You never know. If the art looks good, I'll flip through it. But
Give it a flip through.
I don't know. There was a new Star Wars. Speaking of Star Wars, there was a new like Star Wars book.
The R2
book. It was pretty funny. You say I don't have a heart, but I thought this one was cute.
You have a heart for astromech.
You really think
droids.
I don't have a heart?
The smoking?
Yeah, the smoking.
Yeah,
one.
I should say anti-smoking thing. Where R2-D2 was smoking.
Yeah, what was
R2-D2 smoking?
There seems to be a problem with those droids. I mean, like, BB-8 has, like, a Zippo lighter. I mean, they're, addicted to nicotine.
Maybe. I mean, in R2's defense, he wasn't smoking it. He was just holding it. What if he just found it on the ground and said, oh, well, this isn't good. Let me clean this up.
He was picking it. One of the stormtroopers was smoking it.
Yeah, I mean, the stormtroopers are bad dudes.
You know he was holding it for Princess Leia.
That's true. Gary Fisher definitely smoked.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to spill water, spill oil all over the ground, and then I'm going to set it on fire.
Maybe that's actually what she was, that's what she was like putting in there. She was like ducking down. She's just like, here, hold this, R2. Obi-Wan Kenobi, I need
hold
your help.
My cigarette.
Hold my cigarette.
I got to go find some stormtroopers.
Hold
now.
My butt.
Oh, the late, great Carrie Fisher. So any news? We were talking about the. Let's finish. Yeah, the R2 kind of. So C-3PO has been captured, and R2 sort of goes on a solo mission to go and rescue him. And, like, he fools the stormtroopers into thinking that he's this giant droid, this giant killer droid, by getting them all to shoot at each other, and he does his smokescreen thing that he does in Empire Strikes Back, It's kind of fun. I mean, you know, it's kind of silly to think that one little guy could cause all that damage, but eh, it's just a comic book, so I'm not going to worry too much
about it. R2 is really the...
R2 is pretty badass.
The coolest one. He's the coolest droid. He might even be the coolest character in Star Wars. He's just, like, silent. Well, he makes noises, but...
He makes noise.
He doesn't communicate in English. Makes me like him a lot.
You like people who just beep.
Yeah, I like beepers.
No complaints. It is funny, though, because the last few years are kind of these, like, sort of singular... They're part of the story, but, like, its own... Like, this one was pretty, like, mostly just R2, and a couple issues ago...
Yeah, I think he's just wrapping it. Like, he's just like, yeah, I'll tell a fun, you know, story. Tell a fun R2. One and done. What about...
The issue before this one was just Han and Chewie. You know what I mean? They're kind of doing, like... It's not like everybody involved in the issues. They're kind of these individual sort of... Which is fine. It's just, you know, sometimes it's fun to see all the characters interact with each other.
What about the Darth Vader book? Darth Vader.
Was there a new Darth Vader? That was a couple weeks ago.
Number 5.
Oh, yeah. So, like, the Emperor, like, kicked his ass, right?
I'm trying to remember. This is when he goes to the actual cave to get his Kyber crystal.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, that was good. That was interesting. Darth Vader gets beat up a lot in this book. Like
he does. It's because he's becoming, like, even from, you know, transitioning from, like, you know, like, 98...
From a man to a woman?
98% Darth Vader, 2% Anakin. He's, like, getting rid of that extra 2% to be Darth
Vader. Yes. He's more machine now than man. Twisted and evil. Right, we're seeing that part, that one line.
Yep.
But that's cool. You're right. It's fine. I like it. Is that going to get a new creative team too? If Kieran Gillen goes over.
All I can think of when I hear Kieran and Karen is Karen from Goodfellas. Karen.
Karen, stop it.
I'm
going to go out.
when the cops are about to raid, about to raid the house.
Yeah, and she's flushing the drugs. And...
Karen,
what did you do? Why did you do that?
My lucky hat. I can't go anywhere without it. My lucky hat.
A hat. I love that movie. So, all right. Any news now? So they have said that they're going to use the footage of Carrie Fisher that they have. She had finished filming, and they're going to sort of. They said like they're going to write her out, right? But they're not going to. They want it to be, I don't know. Like, how do you do it? Like, what do you?
Well, she could just go to like a planet or something. You know, she could just.
Yeah.
There she is. She's flying away like at the end of Force Awakens with the Millennium Falcon. Bye.
I know, but it would be kind of weird. I mean, I guess they said it will be, you know, worthy of the character, which I hope it is. But,
they'll figure it out.
They'll figure it out.
That still doesn't get
Catherine,
old.
Catherine Kennedy. She'll figure it out.
But nobody's heard anything about how what that will be. I guess it could be anything.
Right? And I don't want to know.
They might like CGI her in this episode to like finish it and make her go away.
I think they said they weren't going to do that though, right? They weren't.
But I thought they said they weren't going to do that for episode 9.
Maybe. I don't know. I guess you're right. They're not going to like.
They're like, loophole, we'll do it for 8.
I don't know. Yeah, right. I mean, she could die. They could blow up a planet or something and have her just not, you know, be on it or whatever. I don't know. I guess it depends how much footage they have and, you know, whatever.
She's with Han now.
Yep. I guess so. Well, that's a good Star Wars. I did, sorry, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, so for my birthday, Kirsten got me the Comixology Unlimited.
Oh, nice.
So, like, I've been reading, like, oh, yeah, I've been reading, like, older stuff. It's, like, some fairly new stuff, but mostly, like, a little bit older stuff. So I've been reading old Hellboy and stuff, because I never read Hellboy.
Nice.
And I think Hellboy's amazing.
It's great, yeah.
Yeah. So, but one thing that I've been reading is this little mini-series from Boom, Big Trouble in Little China and Escape from New York crossover.
Oh,
and it
is, nice.
It's hilarious and weird.
How can there be two Kurt Russells in the same comic?
Because there can. It's like alternate dimensions. So, like, the Kurt Russell from Big Trouble in Little China is actually, like, Snake Plissken from a different dimension. So it's like they're the same person. It's weird and awesome.
Oh my god.
It's a good read. I recommend it.
Alright. Check it out on Comixology. I wanted to talk about See how boring you guys
taking a nap.
Speaking of bored, I watched Batman and Harley Quinn, the new DC.
Oh yeah.
Yeah?
I liked it.
You did?
Yeah, I did. I wrote a positive review.
I heard negative reviews.
I'm going to add to that negative review. I thought this movie was terrible. I'm sorry, Clay. I thought it was so dumb. Like, first of all, okay, I don't really care. People got all upset when, like, Batman and Batgirl had sex in that Killing Joke movie. Whatever. I mean, sure. They're going to take some liberties. So this one, Harley Quinn kidnaps Nightwing and ties him to her bed. And then for, like, no reason, she's getting all like, I gotta change into another costume. And so she's, like, getting all down to her nitty-gritty there, you know, in her bra and panties. And he's, like, looking at her. And then, like, she looks back at him and, like apparently he has, like, an erection. And she's like, oh, it looks like you're interested or whatever. And then, like, they have sex. Like, I'm like, what? That's, like, so weird.
They have a tickle fight.
No, I think the tickle fight came after the... No, is that what... Did I interpret it wrong, do you think?
I don't know if you... I think you're just sick. You're sick.
No, I'm pretty sure they had sex. I mean, they kissed.
Sounds like she raped Nightwing.
That's what I'm saying. It sounds like she raped him because he was tied to the bed. Whatever. But, so then later on, like, they take, you know, they're like, you got to help us, kid, you know, find Poison Ivy. And driving along, and she's like, can you pull over? And they're like, no. And then, like, she farts in the car. Like, I'm like, this is the stupidest.
It was Batman. Dumb. Yeah, it was funny.
No, it was not. It was not funny. I did not laugh at all. And they go to that weird club that's for, like, henchmen or whatever. And they're, like, the two dudes singing?
Yeah, I love that song.
And then Harley Quinn sings. And I'm just like, this is so bad. The movie's only an hour and 14 minutes, but, like, the story is, like, 10 minutes. Like, it is so bad. Like, Harley Quinn sings for, like 5 minutes. It's horrible. I'm sorry. What did you like about it? Did you think it was just
I thought it was fun.
You've sold me. I want to see it.
Yeah,
right,
I thought it was fun and goofy, and it's like the Timverse, like Batman. You know, it was. Like
I think
an
it was
adult,
more like
it's like a PG-13 version of Batman the Animated Series. And I haven't, and I don't hate Harley Quinn anymore. Like, I think she's okay.
I hate her now more than ever.
But I never felt like the animated series was like too childish. Like I didn't really feel
well,
like
this
they
one
would
like they
to...
like really have boner and fart jokes, like, you know, you couldn't do that in the 90s TV show, you know what I mean?
It's not funny though, like it's not
it's not done right.
It was like Porky's starring
I bet Josh will like it.
Maybe I'm just too cynical, but wow.
I'll watch it and let you guys know.
I thought it was terrible. Like, and they even did, like, the Adam... When they get into a fight in that after Harley Quinn's done singing, and they even do, like, the Adam West kind of, like, bam, bam, and then at one point it says, ow, my balls! Like, I'm just like, oh, like, just because you're PG-13 doesn't mean you have to do stupid jokes. Like, you know, like, lowbrow dick and fart jokes. Like, literally dick and fart jokes. Not even.
Yeah, you don't like dick and fart jokes?
I'm going to tell you right now, honestly. Yeah, I do not like fart jokes at all. They are never funny to me. I can't think of one in the history of movies where I'm like, oh, that's funny.
If someone farts, do you laugh though?
No, I try to ignore that it ever happened. I'm 41 years old.
Depends on the fart. Yeah,
okay.
Here, I'll give you an example. When I was in second grade, this is the worst thing that ever happened.
Oh, well, second grade. I mean,
and
come on.
It stuck with me. No, but it stuck with me because it's hilarious. So
this
I remember
is a deep
I had
cut.
To.
Fart
I had to fart in class so bad, and I was asked to go shut the door, and I was like, oh, here's my chance. I'll just slam the door and I will fart, and like nobody will know because they'll just hear the door slam. And I just timed it way wrong, and I slammed the door, and I just like and I'm like, oh no.
See, how can you not?
All right, a second grader doing it is funny.
Yeah.
Because you had this elaborate plan to.
Exactly.
I love it.
But I mean, usually in my humor, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, it's, I don't know. In that context, I don't know. I just didn't like
it. I hear you.
But maybe I'm wrong. Obviously, Clay liked it.
Yeah, I'm just thought it, I mean, I didn't, you know, I didn't think it was, like, Goodfellas. I just thought it was fun.
I didn't like it. There's a part where they're driving along, and I guess Batman is, like, trying to, he's calling the watchtower.
That was Booster Gold, and it was Bruce Timm as the voice.
Oh, okay. Booster Gold's the only one there, and he's like, oh, I can come and help you. And they're like,
no, thanks. Nope. He's like, you'll figure it out.
They basically give him the, they like, throw the fuck off, you know, basically, like, I don't know. I mean, usually DC animated movies are really good, but, nah, this one, I hated it.
I'm not even gonna be like,
I didn't really like it. I hated it, and I hated that I spent $4.99 to rent it on Google. What a waste of time and money. Oh, well. Sorry. I mean, I'm glad you liked it, Clay.
Well, you know, you don't have to apologize to me.
Oh, all right, I take it back.
You have to apologize to Fox.
It sucked, and you suck for liking. Oh, well. Yeah, terrible. Hey, at least it was short.
Yeah,
right?
I suppose.
Yeah. I just liked going back into that world. For a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
I can't believe that movie made you like Harley Quinn now.
No, I just like, that wasn't that movie. I hate her less now in general.
It was Suicide Squad that made you.
Yeah, it must have been that.
I liked Suicide Squad. I don't know if I liked it. Maybe it's just that I thought it was the best one that DC had done.
I kind of like Suicide Squad too. I'm still gonna get Stacey to watch it.
I thought she liked Harley Quinn. Oh, she hates Harley Quinn.
I don't know if she likes Harley Quinn or not. Oh, she hates Harley Quinn cosplayers.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't. Yeah.
Interesting.
What can you do about
specific?
That?
Specific.
Yeah.
Well, because they're all. I don't know. Well. I don't want to say why she hates them. I know it's
pretty much like every convention is
right.
Deadpool cosplay. And Harley Quinn cosplayers.
That's true.
Yeah. And Harley Quinn is I don't know if it's easy, but I mean it kind of is. If you have like blonde hair, you put it in the pigtails. You get some red stuff. You know what I mean? You don't even have to wear like. You know, and you get a baseball bat. Depending on how you want to do, if you want to do like, I like the ones that do like video game Harley Quinn because she's pretty badass looking. You know?
Yeah.
But the ones that are just like, oh yeah, yeah, my blonde hair, I'm Harley Quinn.
I think it's weird when you see like, you know, 10-year-old girl Harley Quinns, but they're wearing them like the Margot Robbie like jacket and stuff.
Yeah. And a half shirt.
Yeah.
The daddy's little
parents let shirt. You out like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about you guys. I mean, Suicide Squad is not good, but and it's not even the best one because Wonder Woman is the best DC movie.
Oh, God, no.
Have we had this conversation? How long has it been?
I don't like that movie. I don't know. It could have been. I might not have been on to discuss my disdain towards Wonder Woman.
Oh, you did not like.
I just almost felt like everybody was like, that's the best, because they were afraid to like poo-poo the first woman superhero movie.
You're probably right. A lot of people probably did that. I mean, it wasn't. I thought the first, I don't know, hour was really good, and then
I liked it better when it was called Captain America, the First Avenger.
Hey-o! You should put that on as an Amazon review on...
on Robinhood. Yeah, like just so it looks like I have reviews. Be like, yeah, Durst's comic is okay, but I really want to talk about Wonder Woman.
I kind of like Durst's comic better when it was called Captain America, the First Avenger.
I liked it better when it was called Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. It was actually very, you're right. I mean, there was definitely a lot of similarities. In fact, I kept calling them Nazis. Even though it was World War I, when she was fighting the Germans. Yeah, I was like, get those Nazis. I'm like, oh, wait, they're not Nazis.
But they were
still bad guys. It was kind of funny. You're like, Germans. Brr. I wish that was the whole movie, though. That was, like, I wish most of the movie was her fighting Germans. But
yeah.
Well, but Josh... disdain. Why did you really hate it? Just because everybody else liked it?
No, maybe it's because I thought it was going to be so amazing because everybody said it was so amazing, and I was just like, "What is? Why? No."
You're right. It was not amazing.
No,
it was not.
It wasn't as good as like your average. You average out the Marvel movies, and even including Incredible Hulk in it, to sort of like, you know, as like a. As a bar, like, say the Incredible Hulk is the worst one.
Yep.
Like, and you average them all out. It's Wonder Woman still wasn't as good as one of the average.
Yeah, I think it's probably like
exactly
an average, like Ant-Man or something. You know what I mean? It's not, and Ant-Man was good, but you know what I mean? Like, as far as the Marvel movies go, they got, you know, there are some really better ones. There are some ones that are in the middle, obviously. Yeah, you're right. It's probably even slightly below a middle Marvel movie, and I don't know, DC is like forget it, we've talked about this for years. I mean, they are way though, like they're gonna have to make an Oscar worthy movie.
Well, what do you think about if they have Leo do the Joker? Elseworlds.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, you don't know about this?
I read they were doing a movie, but
I didn't read that.
Isn't it weird that they're planning on doing like totally different? I mean, they do it in comic books all the time, so I suppose it's okay.
They do it in DC animated movies too.
Yeah. So it's not, you know, they're not going to stay with the same actors, and they're just going to have different side little movies.
It's like the opposite of what Marvel does.
Yeah. So wait a minute. Maybe this will be their thing that we finally have good DC movies.
Maybe. I mean, I guess whatever it takes to make good movies. But will the ordinary Joe be confused? You know what I mean? What the fuck?
Yes, the ordinary Joe will be confused because the ordinary Joe is dumb.
I mean, like, people get confused. How does this relate to the last one? How does this relate to Iron Man?
But I mean, even people
the Joker
like
movie
that
comes
are...
out, people are literally going to say that.
Yeah, they probably will.
And I'm not even joking. How is this related to Iron Man?
All right, so I remember. All right, well, wait a minute. So I read, they're going to do a Joker movie, and it's produced by Scorsese, right?
Yeah.
So that's why Leonardo DiCaprio is probably because Martin Scorsese is totally in love with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
In a kind of sick way, to be perfectly honest with you, Clay. I know you're a big fan, but
of both of those guys.
Well, let me see. I can go back and forth. I thought Leonardo DiCaprio was good in, something.
Something.
What's Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, you know what? Shutter Island, was it Shutter Island pissed me off because I was like, I knew that like the ending, the twist before like maybe like 5 minutes into it, I was like, oh, I get it. I'm like, this is not a good twist.
Oh, I'm sure I've seen him in something that I liked. I guess Gangs of New York. The Departed. You know.
Titanic.
No, not Titanic. It wasn't. Oh,
he was
one.
The best in Titanic.
I don't know. I mean, I'll reserve judgment. Nobody thought Heath Ledger
would be. She was like, I'll never let go, and then she lets go. That's brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, there was no room on that thing.
I've never seen Titanic, but it's on Netflix. I keep saying I'm going to watch it.
Oh, God. Don't even bother.
I just spoiled the ending for you.
Watch it when all the people die. Just fast forward to like 2 hours into the movie. Watch all the rich assholes fall into the ocean. That's the only thing it's good for. But whatever. I mean, no one thought Heath Ledger would be any good either, so... I'll reserve judgment until I see it. But I guess it's kind of like, which Joker do they want to do? Is it like, I hope it's not Jared Leto gangsta Joker.
Don't you just think they should be like, finally, like, you know, we've got like thousands of characters. Why do we keep hovering around Batman and like his...
Because they sell. Joker?
Yeah. Yes, that's a good question. But I mean, I guess if they did, like, who would they? I don't know.
Elongated man.
Yeah. Elongated.
Metamorpho. I guess, but I mean, when you think about it, like, yeah, Marvel did Iron Fist, and no one knows who the fuck that is, and nobody really liked it. But, you know what I mean? Like, Ant-Man's not a very big name character either. And they did a great movie with him. And the Guardians, nobody knew who any of those people were.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're right. They could do...
Right directors and...
Yeah.
Writers and away you go.
Yeah, get rid of... What's his face? Zack Snyder. But they finally... Yeah. I mean, he's finally not there anymore. So. I don't know. We'll see. Next... It's only a couple months until Justice League.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joss Whedon.
I hope he had enough time to make a good movie. Oh no, that'll be good.
Did you see that they had to Henry Cavill had to come back, but he couldn't shave off his beard for his other movie?
The mustache. The mustache.
Yeah. So they had to That's crazy.
The funny thing was Superman is supposed to be dead.
Right.
So that was also like a... I mean, not we all knew it, but they had never shown him in any of the trailers or anything. So, like, if anybody wasn't really following it...
Yeah.
Like, they would be like... Now they probably know.
Yeah.
Which everybody knew. But you know
Spoiler
what I mean?
Spoiler alert.
As far as DC was concerned, they were trying to keep it secret. And obviously the fact that it came out that he had to get a digital mustache...
Digital mustache. Oh, well.
That's the name of my band.
Digital Mustache.
We are Digital Mustache.
You can make all sorts of cool merch with that. Like
I know.
LED,
yeah, that would actually
like,
be really cool.
LED mustaches that you hold up to your face. With, you know, the
blink. You do like different kinds, like curly Q kind of mustaches. Yeah. And whatever, yeah.
My first album is called Crumbs on Your Lip.
Blood on the scarecrow, crumbs on your lip.
Oh my god.
Wow.
A lot of sirens around here. Sorry again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Alright, well, anything else? I'm trying to remember. I don't even remember what comics I read or like what came out this week as opposed to like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we haven't been on in a while. Norman Osborn is back in Spider-Man.
So what else is there?
I bought the Runaways number one and then realized halfway through reading it I didn't know who any of the characters were and that I didn't care.
Yeah,
so
that's sort of
not be buying that. I bought
one of those.
Go ahead.
Oh, I got Venomverse.
I was literally just going to say, I bought this weird Venom book.
Yeah, I bought issue one. I don't know. Did you?
Yeah, it's like, did you read it? I couldn't read all the stories. I read like two of them. I read like the Declan Shalvey one and like the, you know.
I only read the first issue, which was just.
But you read all the stories. You read the Black Panther one, the Raccoon one.
No, I just read one. Just one where he's in. He gets taken. There's like.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think we're talking about two different comic books.
Yeah, I think we are.
I got this one.
We're talking about Edge of Venomverse.
Venomverse War Stories.
Oh, no, I didn't read that.
It's just all a bunch of, like, one-shots where, like, Captain Marvel is a Venom. Like, Doom is a Venom. Rocket Raccoon is a Venom. The Punisher is a Venom.
Yeah, they did a thing. The main book is just Venom. Is like this alternate universe where everyone is a Venom. It's really, I don't know. I didn't really like it that much.
You're a Venom.
Yeah, I was going to say it's like Oprah. You're a Venom. You're a Venom.
I am Spartacus. I am Venom. Yeah, so, and there's this like other alien that like poisons Venoms. So like there's like a Hulk Venom, but he's been like turned into like an evil person, so he's like attacking all the other Venoms, and it's stupid to me that Captain America as Venom has like a shield that's like a black with the thing with the like the logo on.
Oh,
it.
Oh yeah, that's not stupid to me. I love that.
Really? Why wouldn't his shield just be a shield?
Because the symbiote went over the shield to make it.
Yeah.
Like I'm a fucking Venom shield, dickhead.
All right, if you like it.
I just love Venom.
Well, if you like it, you can buy my copy of issue one up on eBay right now.
Or I'll trade it to you for this one, since we're both probably never going to read these stories again, you know? Like,
oh, you want me to get Runaways?
No. It's Tales of the Venomverse, where there's a Black Panther Venom. The Punisher Venom story was written and drawn by Declan Shalvey, who's really awesome. And,
yeah, he is awesome.
And it's like him going up the king against the Kingpin, and then like the Kingpin doesn't realize that that Punisher's Venom, and Frank Castle just like almost looks like he's puking the Venom like symbiote onto his face to like take him down. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
All right.
Oh, and who is Venom now? Is it Eddie Brock or is it Flash Thompson?
I don't know. In this one, it is, but Flash is also there.
He's also a Venom. He's a Venom.
In that Venomverse, in that other Venomverse.
I think I've only ever read one issue with Flash Thompson as the Venom, but I like the idea of it.
It's, That was good.
I like that
a
lot.
It's kind of cool, the idea, because he didn't have any. He didn't have legs, right?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Here's your way to get legs. But then they gave him legs.
Legs. Right?
In the, like in that, didn't Doc Ock Spider-Man give him back his legs?
I don't know.
Who cares?
I don't know.
Who cares?
I think who cares is the appropriate response to that.
Exactly.
All right.
Who cares? Well, all right. I guess that's probably everything I got. You guys got anything?
I don't think so.
Good.
Well, Clay, sorry.
Then again, I don't read comics.
Well, do you watch any cool, nerdy TV shows?
I'm one episode away from finishing Defenders.
Oh, nice. All right.
What did you say? You know, I like it so far. I mean, I think it's good. I know there was some complaints. I didn't actually watch Iron Fist.
Yeah, I didn't either. I don't think we missed anything.
Yeah, I know. I just...
I think they tried to make Iron Fist like Spider-Man in this, like the Spider-Man, but...
Yeah.
He was old Spider-Man.
There was a lot of negativity towards it, and I was just like, do I even waste my time? And the answer was no.
You don't have time to waste!
Yeah.
You're a busy man.
But I've liked the Defenders so far, so... Yeah, cool.
It's okay. I got a little long by the end, but that's all right.
I'm finally catching up on Game of Thrones, because when we switched cable providers, I got HBO free, so catching up on my HBO shows.
Nice.
Very well. Well, that's exciting.
And, yeah, that is exciting. Fucking dragons, man. Dragons.
Right. Well, when you get to that last episode, ooh, man, those dragons.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
And then the incest. We don't have to talk about that, I guess, but I'll wait till you get there, Josh, but I thought it was weird, so that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
You'll figure it out. That's the theme of this week's episode.
Hey, did you guys get the thing that I sent? The Flash made? I sent it like halfway through the episode. It's in the Skype text.
Oh, I did not. I didn't see that.
Yeah, I'm on.
I'm gonna look at it now. Oh, look at that, Flash fan.
Oh, very well. All right.
I will accept this. It's definitely not appropriate, but after the show, I'm gonna show you the thing Josh made me the other day.
Yeah, it is not appropriate.
It is so inappropriate. Ooh, Flash made, love it. I can't believe you drew and colored this whole thing just in that time we were on.
It would be amazing if I did the actual whole background. Too,
yeah,
like...
yeah. Why you kind of cheaped out on the background? But
yeah, you could have had a house, like a messy house back there or something.
Yeah, but all in all, it looks pretty good.
Speed Force Cleaners!
I was going to put, like, the maid outfit on everybody, but I was just like, that is too much work right now.
No, he's like the head maid, obviously.
That's right.
What's going on over here? Is that Liberty Bell?
I like it.
American
is
maid.
Is that Jesse Quick?
Can the guy use the helmet? Like, you know, to, like, put some cleaning stuff in and, like, you know, like, like maybe some...
Oh, like sanitizer and a rag?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He has his rag and that's, like, his little, you know, bucket for some, you know, I don't know, Dawn, or whatever kind of cleaning
Dawn.
Fluid.
Probably
I don't
some
know.
Dawn.
I don't really clean my house enough, I guess. Well, well done. That's our image for the show.
Very well.
All right. Well, on that note, unless you got Clay, you got anything else?
No, brother. All good. All
right. Well, I guess we're gonna wrap. Thanks for your listen, everybody. Thanks, Josh. It was great to talk to you again, as always.
Great to talk to you guys.
Welcome back. And yeah, I guess you know that's it. That's all I got, but check out leapodcast.com, check out robinhoodcomicbook.com, and, you know, events, we got shows, we got all kinds of stuff.
All sorts of pressure.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. All right, well, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon, you fuckers.
Later. Josh hasn't been on for so long that I just stepped on his dick.